This is a bipolartv.tv podcast on the format of your exercise session. It can be found in the physical exercise section of the life area of the bipolartv.tv website. So, what about the format of your exercise session? Let's start by looking at how you warm up and cool down. You must always build time into your program to warm up and then cool down after you exercise. By doing this, you help minimize any risk of injury caused by the exercise. Before exercise, spend 5 to 10 minutes stretching gently and doing a slower version of the exercise you intend to do. So if you are going for a run, walk for a few minutes, and then more briskly for a few more minutes before doing some light stretching exercises once your muscles have warmed up. Do not overstretch while your muscles are cold, as this is likely to cause an injury. If you are about to do a workout on a rowing machine, do a few minutes on a more gentle setting before stretching in the rowing seat and then start up in a graded fashion to your full program. Once you have finished your set exercise, resist the urge to just collapse into a chair and relax. Instead, spend a few minutes slowing down your pace to something calmer, again, just for a few minutes before stopping completely. Afterwards, spending some time in a warm shower or jacuzzi if you are in a gym is a nice way of finishing off. Warming up helps your body get ready for the exercise by warming up your muscles and softening your joints. Cooling down helps your body relax more slowly after the exercise session, so it again becomes used to your more natural, relaxed pace. Both of these reduce the possibility of injury and stiffness, both of which are more common when you first start your program. Okay, let's move on to the schedule planner and how you're going to set out your weekly exercise program. You will need to build your program into your regular weekly activities, and this will take some thought. This is probably most effective if you have a regular weekly routine that fits in to your other commitments. So, if for example you drive to work, consider joining a gym that is on your journey, and then you can stop into the gym to do your exercise either on your way to or from work. If you don't work at all, then think about what activities you are involved in each week and how building something into this will work. For example, you may be more free at certain times of the day, and so filling this with some exercise may be effective. You may be able to join a social group, such as a yoga class, Zumba class, running club or golf club. By building in a social dimension, you will not only increase your enjoyment of the exercise, but also benefit from the social support element as well. You can click below to download an example weekly exercise planning scheduler to help you begin to build one that is right for you. There is also a section in this planner for you to think about the potential barriers that you may come across that may stop you achieving your aims. What are these potential barriers to exercise and how can we begin to overcome them? It is inevitable that you will come across some barriers to your exercise program. Making yourself aware of these is the most important step in managing them. Some of the barriers will be obvious to you at the start, such as how unfit you feel at the beginning, the budget you can commit to your exercise, and the time you have in your day after you consider everything else you are doing. Other barriers will become more obvious once you have started your program, and these are mainly around keeping yourself motivated. When thinking about starting your program, do two things. Make a list of potential barriers and break these down into smaller steps. More importantly, make a list of the positive reasons why you should exercise. Let's look at some of these facts and strategies together. Remind yourself of the rewards of exercise. Whilst this may seem obvious, when you sit down and think about it, you will find that this list is very much longer and more diverse than you think. Improved physical health, more energy, weight loss, improved mental health, better sleep, improved life expectancy, better sex drive and performance, improved self-esteem and confidence. Remember to give yourself a treat if you achieve that week's exercise goals. Buy some new clothes as you start to lose some weight. If you're getting strict on your diet to help you shed some weight, have a day off the diet at the end of the week and have that curry you want, the piece of cake, or the hot chocolate with squirty cream and marshmallows at the coffee shop. If you feel tired at the end of the day, do some exercise anyway and learn quickly how better you feel afterwards. Keep doing this and you will reprogram both your mind and body to break the "I feel tired, I need to go home and watch TV" logic to something like "I feel tired, so I'm going to do some exercise because I know it makes me feel tired in a healthier way and I get better sleep." In some ways, this is similar to the logic shift that says, "I'm hungry, I need to have a bag of crisps," to "I'm hungry, so I'll have an apple." Go easy on yourself. Everyone fails to motivate themselves at some point. Sometimes they fail to start exercise at all, or they feel they fall short of their aims that week. Don't fret about this. Guilt and negativity is not a great motivator. You will eventually start doing what you want, or you'll make up for it in the long run. Get an exercise buddy. Most people can find someone to share their exercise program with. Some exercise pursuits come ready packaged with exercise buddies, such as golf, exercise classes, yoga and Tai Chi. Some workplaces have lunchtime exercise clubs that are done in groups. Gyms always have a variety of groups on the go, and even if they don't, they are a good place to meet like-minded people. If you have a partner, they might like to do stuff with you. If you have kids, depending on their age and how cool they think it is to be seen hanging out with you, you can always do something with them. Set realistic goals. Men are probably the worst at being unrealistic when it comes to starting their initial exercise plan. They tend to overdo it, then spend the next 2 months doing nothing, and worse still, nurse injuries they sustained on their first exercise day. Remember the advice that in the earlier parts of your exercise, you should start slowly and build up to the recommended weekly prescription at least over the first month. If you feel you have to push yourself too hard to get to your planned goals, then your goals are not realistic. Just ease up a little and do a little less. Remember that anything you do is a good thing. Do more healthy things in other parts of your life. This list is naturally massively long, but by starting to do more healthy things in other parts of your life, you will also exercise more effectively. Eat healthily. Stop smoking. Cut down your alcohol. Start thinking about your stress levels. Spend more time with people that make you feel good. Spend less time with people that make you feel bad. Get a pet. Take good care of it. Buy some new exercise gear. You can find most exercise gear at good prices these days. T-shirts, shorts, leggings, swimming costumes, and sport socks can all be very cheap. If you want, you can style yourself up and spend lots of money, but you don't need to, and the cheap stuff often looks good too. Making an investment in new sports gear is a useful way of committing yourself to a new exercise life, not just practically, but also because by clinging onto your old stuff may make you mentally cling on to your earlier unhealthy lifestyle. Keep an exercise journal and review it to keep yourself accountable. Use the diary sheet from the website to not just set your goals, but also record what you have done. or just jot a couple of lines down in your usual diary. There are some good exercise apps out there that can be downloaded onto all phone, tablet and computer platforms. Buy a fitness book or magazine on occasion to pick up new ideas. I have to admit I'm not a great believer in buying lots of lifestyle magazines to help improve your life, but I always do it anyway. I think the reason for this is that I pick up new ideas about mental health, psychology, diet and exercise. I figure that if you only pick up a couple of good ideas, even if they are common sense anyway, then buying these is a good idea, assuming that you read them when you get them home, of course. Keep the exercise routine varied. Try to start your program with variety, and then you are more likely to keep this up. If you go to the gym, do some core work, then some cardio, and perhaps some resistance and weights at the end. You could finish off with a light swim. If you run or cycle, vary your route every so often. If you stay at home and do exercise DVDs, then buy a new DVD every few months. Finally, the advice to just go out and do it now can be useful. Don't think that just by thinking about what to do will make you eventually do it. Just get out there right now and do at least something. This was a bipolar TV.tv bipolar pod podcast.